My name is Josh Withers, and I am absolutely sick of your mum, your dad, your grandma, your workmate, the person you met at the bus stop last night, and the random guy at ramen who thought that they could tell you how to get married. I think there's a different way compared to Hollywood, society, magazines, all of the ways, Pinterest, blogs, whatever. There's a different way to get married. Today, I'm presenting to you a different way. I call it the Rebel's Way, the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Today, we're talking wedding photography. This is one of those things where everyone thinks like, oh, you've got to get a wedding photographer. Of course, you've got to get a wedding photographer. And wedding photographers, do not flip out. This is not the one where I just shit can wedding photography. Not that guy. I love photography. So I wanted to go on a few different angles here because, first of all, there's different kinds of photographers. Second of all, there's people that love photography and don't love photography, and that's okay. You're allowed to love different things. Like, I feel so guilty in my life that I don't love Doctor Who. Like, I feel that there's so many things in my life that would line me up to be just a diehard Doctor Who fan. Yet, it turns out, I'm not a Doctor Who fan. Like, I haven't even tried it. Like, I haven't even watched it. I'm just not. And it's okay. It's okay for me not to like Doctor Who, and it's okay for you not to like photography, which is where I wanted to start. When you get married, there is zero, like, let me just clarify, none, zilch, nothing requiring you, law or society or otherwise, to have a photographer. If you have a photographer, it's because you decided to. So I just want to frame that conversation so that as we move into the rest of it, you're not just getting a photographer because you think you're going to have a photographer, but instead today you would be having a wedding photographer because you value not only the idea that they present, but also what they personally present. That you getting a wedding photographer wouldn't be like, oh my God, I got to get a wedding photographer and he's trying to save a dollar. But instead you'd be like, no, this is something I value and I value it to this degree and you do that. So let's get involved. Because you just don't have to have a wedding photographer. You don't have to have wedding photos. And let me tell you the tip. Even if you get a wedding photographer, you don't have to go away for the 4 hours photography or whatever that some people do. It can be for 5 minutes or it can be for zero. I've got a couple soon who have only got a videographer and haven't got a photographer because that's okay. Because guess what? You're the adults now. You guys get to decide what this is because it's yours. Okay, so straight out, that's out the door. You don't have to have a photographer. If you're going to have one, there's three things that I like to kind of, you know, choose a photographer based on. You like the person because you're going to hang out with them for a while. Like, you want to be, like, I'd hate it. I've literally been in this position. Britt and I had a photo shoot and we knew there were great photographers, but then the experience was just like, yeah, these images could be the best images on the planet. I'm still not going to love them because it's the person that was taking them. It just wasn't a great day. They might've been going through stuff. I don't know what was going on. So you got to like the person, you got to like the photos. So it's hard because you don't see the photos till afterwards and you pay them beforehand. So you've got to kind of see what they've already worked on and imagine, could they do that with you? Are the people in the photos, are they people like you? Skin tones, size, height, you know, just personality-wise, are they similar people to you so that you could fit into their photos? But finally, the big thing, you got to like the business side of things, the product, what they offer for how much and for, like, what does that look like, number of photos or number of hours or albums or packages or USBs or downloads or whatever. Just reread through that. And because that's kind of how you differentiate. Like, it isn't that one photographer costs $1,000, one photographer costs $10,000, but they have different products and different, you know, different configurations of how you get what they do. So make sure that you like the person, make sure you like the work they do, the art they make, and make sure you like their business. But there's two other things I really wanted to cover with photography. The first one is really simple. I just like to get out the door because plane going over. Welcome to the Chugan Tunnel, where we take a pause when a flight goes over. Alrighty. I'm just going to leave that right on the blog. It's just part of it. So if you're wondering how good a photographer is, here's a little Josh tip on this. Look at their ceremony photos. It's very rare to see wedding photographers share ceremony photos because they're really bloody hard to get. Because in the ceremony, the photographer has got zero influence over the positioning, timing, the who, what, where, why, when. They've just got to shoot what's happening. We call that photojournalism. that you have no real influence over the moment. Now, some old school celebrants will be like, oh, did you get the kiss? We'll do the kiss again. I think that's a bit corny, a bit weird. A good photographer just gets the bloody shot. And they're there for the ceremony and they can make art out of that. If you can see what might be not a great ceremony situation, maybe it's indoors, maybe there's a couple of popular wedding venues that have got a chapel, and obviously you're inside in the chapel, so it's shaded on your face, but the back wall is a big glass window so you can see out to the view. Beautiful view, amazing. Hard for photography. Like, if you think of these venues, you're like, ah, oh, that's why there's never any good ceremony shots there, because they're so backlit and their faces are shaded. So look at their ceremony photos. Make sure you love their ceremony photos. Now, that's how I kind of separate the goats and the sheep, is if you can make a good ceremony photo, I reckon you can make a good photo of most things. But here's the last thing. In my hand is a little coffee. I made the coffee, which is important to this conversation. Making things is like, we all make things. We all, sometimes some of us make, you know, forms, and some of us make houses, and some of us make art, but we make. And this coffee I made. Now, hear me out. I didn't grow the beans and I didn't roast them. So there's that. But I bought roasted beans and I ground them, and I have a machine that I, well, first of all, I weighed the beans, I ground them, I put them into my coffee machine. I've got a Mocha Master, it's a filter. And the thing with that, and I'm still learning, so I'm not making it like I know what it is, but my mate Adam tells me that with an espresso, you kind of just jam it all in there, and it's the pressure that kind of gets the coffee out of the beans into the water. But in a drip filter like I use, it's this beautiful art of the amount of beans, how you grind them, what kind of bean it is. And then as the water comes through, you're measuring, well, you're kind of gauging how much water goes through at the time, so that in the end, eventually you get a good coffee. There's so many factors going into that. That's what makes a wedding photographer different to a regular photographer. Oh, and not even, there's no such thing as a regular photographer, but there's landscape photographers, there's children photographers, there's pet photographers, architecture photographers, street photographers, and I've missed 30 other kinds of photographers. But a wedding photographer, is skilled enough to kind of see all the things going on, like the speed the water's coming through, the speed the water's coming out, how well ground is the beans, what machine, all of the different settings, and in the end, they can make a great cup of coffee. I'm not saying coffee baristas are photographers, but it's a similar kind of art. That the wedding photographer is seeing how your fam's going. They're seeing how you're going. Like, are you stressed? Are you cool? Are you whatever? How can we make something great out of this? How can we make some art that would allow you to flash back to this day and just remember the beauty and the amazement of getting married? That's what a wedding photographer does. And if you're not confident they can do that, then spend zero as opposed to cheaping out. Because I see a lot of Facebook groups, people are talking about, you know, so expensive. Oh, I can't believe it's so expensive for a photographer. But it's actually quite expensive to get someone who has the skills and the science and the artisan craft to navigate that day, to go through your family, the guests, the light, the situations, you two, your intricacies, to make you comfortable, to make great art. And then through all that, they've also got the gear. They got the cameras. They got the planes. When I first started recording this, I thought, I'll just edit our planes. Like, no, I'm going to leave them in. But they've got all that personality. They've got all that gear. They know how to use that camera. Like, they're not saying, oh, wait, can you do the kiss again? They just got the bloody shot because they know how to use their gear. And they're a good enough person to care about you on your day. If you look at the best wedding photographers in the business, I'm not going to do a list now because there's a lot that I love, and I'm not going to choose favorite children, but they really care about you. That's why it costs so much. So don't judge them on, oh, he's a $3,000 photographer, and she's a $4,000 photographer, and she's a $6,000. It's not about that. Each person has created their business to be able to create really special, beautiful art that features you on your wedding day. So, yes, you've got a budget. Yes, you want to spend so much. Yes, you value it to this degree. But just take all that in, and on your own way, as you make your own cup of coffee that is your wedding, measure all that. Grind the beans as you need them. Do the water to the temperature and the speed that you need it. And hopefully in the end, you get a really good cup of coffee / wedding. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. It would do me the greatest pleasure if you shared just with everyone. It would really mean something if more people than you saw this. That'd be really cool. Therebels.guide is the website that has all the links to YouTube, podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all of them. Please share. Just get in there and share. I've really enjoyed talking to you guys today. Have an awesome one.